Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
All right, come on. You can do it.
Look somewhere above her. Pretend you don't love her. Pretend you don't see her at all.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes! Yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, three or four.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osei Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing out. I love to sing out.
Giddy up.
Thank you.
awesome theme. Theme song, Bub. Good evening and welcome to the program. That was the theme from 1980s primetime soap opera, Falcon's Crest, which I believe was a government plot. But we'll get into that later. Time for Friday Night Possum. You're listening to Garage Network, home of the finest and ready to win. On Mondays, it's Possum Hour. And on during the week, it's the clobbering time. The times where the clobbering takes place. And that. Friday Night Possum. Without any further ado.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Nice to be here.
Yeah. Who shot JR? That's actually when I started watching Dallas. I'm sorry, pardon me?
I thought it was a kick-ass tune there to begin. Was that some Basie?
Oh, you better believe it, buddy.
All right. It sounded like
the name of that one is.
Police Files in it. That's what it sounded like.
Things ain't what they used to be. That's one of those tunes I've known that all my life, and I'd never heard the title of it. There it is. New tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched The Falcon's Crest for a couple of years. I had Lorenzo Lamas and Reagan's ex-wife. That's why I think it was a government plot. I think they set it up. They gave her that show, like five-year run on that show, in exchange for not revealing the fact that she was just a beard for Mr. Reagan. Or perhaps he had a thing with chimpanzees. I'm not sure. But now we'll never know. We'll never know.
I would go with the latter. But yeah, who knows?
Chimps? Me with the chimps?
Yep. that's what I
All right,
see.
That's one vote. One vote for the chimps. So,
there you go.
Have a good week?
Yeah, it was all right. Nothing spectacular, but
all
right.
Was Possum on Monday, man? This possum? I got home
Did
about 10:30. I got home about 10:30. All dressed up and everything. Went downtown. The fancy place. What his place? They said his apartments in this thing are going for $1 million. The guy said $1 million. How is that possible? Right. Maybe he's bullshit. Get a plug.
You should have raised the prices on your funny heads then after he told you that.
I was working by the hour, babe. But I did get valet parking.
I got a plug.
All right, plug, valet parking, hit it.
Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, it's Eminence Front Radio. I believe that Eminence is going to be doing his 50-50 show. The top 50 tunes of 50 years ago. That's tomorrow morning, 3 Eastern Time. On www.wriu.org. There you go, kids. Tune in.
I'm not a
sports here. I'm going to be at this one, too. I got off tomorrow, so I'll be at this one again.
Oh, cool. Good deal,
man. Giving me Saturdays off.
Nice. Like a regular human being.
There you go. I'd rather be working, though.
Well, on that note, .org.
.org.
All righty. A little traveling music there. Okay. So, I just this thing came across the bow yesterday, as a matter of fact.
The bow?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, being a Commodore, those nautical terms just come to the fore. But anyways, so years ago, when I was in my late 30s, and I've battled weight problems my whole life, I've never been... shared that with everyone here. My late 30s, I gained a bunch of weight, and I lost damn near 100 pounds in a year. And I would tell people about how I did it, and just about to the last person said, "Oh, no, you can't lose weight that way." And I'm like, "Yeah, I did, you know." And after a few years, I kind of convinced myself, nah, I didn't, something else. And what I did back then, I walked every day, which wasn't what did it. It was I ate once a day. I had one meal a day. Yeah. Didn't eat anything else. And I would fast between the meal. So it was like, you know, 20-some hours of fasting every day. And that's how I lost the weight. Because I didn't really restrict myself that much. So I'm watching these videos on the YouTube on the Roku there, and this one comes by OMAD. One meal a day. Yeah. It's a big thing. Yeah. It's a fucking real thing.
See that?
I fucking ate
written
that.
A book.
I didn't know.
This could have been the Checker diet.
Well, fuck that shit, man. From now, that's
diet.
What I'm going with from now. I'm going back on the what do you call one meal a day, man? Did that today. No munching at night, and I don't eat during the morning anyway, so what the fuck, man? It's perfect. So,
you can't lose weight.
I'm going to say, I'll get my goal weight in 3 months at this rate, if I'm reading my cards right. Yeah, I cut down on carbs, cake, and sugar, but I don't like, you know, I'll eat meat or whatever the fuck I want for din-din. Pay to even. Somebody's got the stereo up loud. It's vibrating my fillings. Can you guys hear that? Jesus.
Yeah.
Sounds like a freaking circus coming through. Oh, yeah. Well, that reminds me of songs I can't stand. Like the one that's playing outside my house right now.
Shake your fist at the neighbors. Who is it? Flamehead?
Let that be a lesson to you. Where is she? Man, they got that up loud. Where the fuck is it?
Summertime.
Yeah. Idiots.
Friday night, summertime. Yep.
Okay. Oh, here we go. How'd it get up there? Huh. Somehow it's not in alphabetical order, but, well, you know, that's me. That's in my mind, and why should I drag the rest of you into my own personal hell?
There you go.
Let's blow up Katy Perry. Again.
Who?
Katy Perry. Katy Perry. K-A-T-Y Perry. She's a beautiful gal.
I mean, I don't see her
body.
I mean, she's all right.
But pretty much all the songs suck. So, you know, this is no exception. So without any further ado.
Nope. Blow it up.
Oh, this also features, of course, it has to feature someone. No one can do anything by themselves. Features the Snoop Dogg. Huh?
Oh, the Snoop
and
Dogg.
The cast of Plan 9 from Outer Space. So here we go.
Ladies
and gentlemen, Katy Perry, California Girl.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
I know a place.
Go! Oh! 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 Oh!
It's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think are so frightened by those who cannot.
Well, it's Friday evening about 5:30. Now, wait a minute here, I can't believe my eyes. I looked up yonder by the railroad track. There goes Annie in a new Cadillac. And it's back, back, back in a brand new Cadillac. Henny was my study dad, but she put me down when things went bad. But now I'm back and I must be key. I'm dressed up now in no dirty, dirty jeans. And it's back, back, in a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, 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 in a brand new Cadillac. Now she's looking good. Everybody, I said, flat foot granny, been telling lies. Says, now I'm back and I'll make them true. If you don't watch out, I'm gonna take him to two. And it's back, in a brand new Cadillac. And it's back, 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 in a brand new Cadillac. Now she's looking good, now she knows how to act.
Okay.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Yeah.
There it is.
The wiener.
Whoop. Dig it.
Hard to go wrong with your, we call Little Richard there.
Little Rich. That's what I called him.
Yeah. So. OMAD. One meal a day. Heard it here first.
And with that meal, you can have anything, right?
Right. Pretty much. Well, I mean, don't be stupid. But,
well,
you know,
make up for
the
other two meals, though. Yeah, you know, knock yourself out. Have
yeah, but you don't
pie.
Eat that much. Once you, after you fasted for like 20 some hours, you know, you have maybe a piece of chicken and, you know, a little side of veggies and you're done. You're cool.
Okay. All right.
Tummy shrinks. I was on the Facebook tonight before the show, as I will do. Have you noticed you're getting boner pill ads on Facebook now? For, like, alternative boner pills?
I haven't.
Yeah, I noticed
you
one was lemonade.
You your questions.
I didn't ask nothing. I didn't search for no boner pills.
Well,
that's what I asked, because it's like, you know, I'm still getting the damn... I bought the wall mount for my TV. I see that every fucking time I get on Facebook. Buy this now. No, I got one. That's why I bought that, because I needed one. Now I don't need one. You know, Jesus Christ.
There you go.
Your algorithm
I know.
Is hiccuping.
I bought
there was two different
from Amazon, and that's all I get. It pop up. For, you know, I don't want any more shower fucking journeys. I got two already.
Like that damn paper cutter I bought a year or so ago. Man, it took 6 months to finally, you know, hey, what, maybe he's not going to buy another one. No. Buy one of those in your lifetime if you're lucky. You know, does that come up? Actually, it was my third paper cutter, but the other two I got at the thrift store, and they were no good. So, be technical.
How's this one work out? Still working fine?
Oh, it's beauty, man. Self-sharpening blade. This thing will be cutting. I'll have to will it to one of my children.
There you go.
Yeah, man. I got to figure out. Somebody butt-dialed me today.
Okay.
I got to figure out who it is. Yeah, I had a message at like 4:03 when I took Gigantor to the, pardon me, to the Kroger there. You know, it just comes on and it's just the message, you know. You know, it's a butt dial, man.
Sure.
All right, man. Well, let's do the deed.
Doing the deed.
Name their name. Name their damn name.
Like
crowd, but it's kind of hot. You know, everybody wants to be outside next to a little... Well, I wouldn't even build a fire. I'd just sit out there. But, man, spray some shit. All
name,
that rain.
We're going to name names. Name names like that. House to American Committee. There you go, baby. We're naming names.
I am bit up like you wouldn't believe, man. Especially my feet and my legs.
Yeah?
Bugs. All that rain, man. The bugs were like fornicating like crazy, man. There's bugs everywhere.
They were fucking on your legs? Bugs of
No, they were fucking in
legs.
All the rain. And then when the rain, they come in the house and go, oh, man, he looks juicy. Look at them stinky feet. Let's bite them. All right, anyways.
Those are romantic.
Speaking of stinky feet, there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
You can tell why we've won so many Peabody Awards. It wouldn't be a show. Not Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake. We love cake.
Oh, did you watch? I'll bet you didn't. I know the answer is no. Did you watch the Democratic debates?
Nope.
Because I bet you Dr. Cake
would vote for Elizabeth Warren because she always wears purple now. That's her new thing.
Okay.
She wears like a purple blazer and a black turtleneck. She's a real thin gal, so she can wear whatever she wants. It's a color of power, man. It's a power color, man. Purple. Color of royalty.
That it is. That it is. Color of purple.
But, unfortunately, Kay, forget about it. Because you're in Canada.
You are.
And happy Canada Day, Monday, right? Is it Canada Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll do a dual Canada Day, 4th of July spatial.
All right. There you go. Neighbors.
Yeah, sort of North American hootenanny. Better than smelling the smelly. That's true. I get the weird, like, I have smelly feet that stink and then smelly feet that actually, I'm bad. Well, kind of sweet. It's weird.
Okay.
I don't know what causes that. And that probably means you're going to die soon. WebMD. Yeah. I can go to Marcus Welby. WebMD has probably freaked out more people than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Heard that.
You like dying of something. Oh, man, when I didn't know what was wrong with me, for sure it's thyroid cancer. It's got to be thyroid, man.
Yeah.
Shit you come up with. Magic C bought a purple sequined blouse. Wow.
Oh,
all
right. Okay.
No, Dr.
Can I
Cake.
Borrow
purple
it?
Envy. Purple. You look good in sequins, don't you, man?
One night, though.
There's like Ford Prefect. Another. There's Ford Prefect.
Ford.
No, I got no. As far as I know, knock woo, no cancer in my bones. All that weed I've smoked over the years, man, cancer's like no. Got no truck with this fucking pothead. Nah, man.
Lord.
I don't know if Ted's up for barking tonight. He's kind of hot. He's just panting. But he means, his heart is in the panting. It wouldn't be a galaxy without Ford Prefect. You know that, Jack.
There you go. There you go.
All right. And I'm so glad our next contestant is here. It's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Wouldn't be a Maggie without Maggie C.
And Skippy.
Ted says sends his best, don't you, Ted? Be a good puppy. It's hot. It's fucking hot. Oh, you want to bark something to Maggie? So I say hi to Maggie C? Say hi? Say hi? He's too tired. Too tired to bark? That's something. Ted gets too tired to bark. He's just going to pant. He pants his best to you, Maggie C. And finally, bringing up the rear is the sinister minister of finance and parking himself, Professor R.
Right. Gee,
I'm surprised you can't hear his panting. Professor R. J. Gumby. And that's the possum.
It's your super host, Commodore Zanger.
And the Beaver.
Well, I was walking down the aisle near the appliances.
I see
when a girl standing by the oven captured my eye. Get your trouble and your fears. Cause I know a lovely way to make your time come
by.
Let's make love in a microwave. You be the
my hand and guided me into a back room. And there it was, a microwave big enough to hold a buffalo. We climbed inside, set the timer for 30 seconds, and well, we did it. It was beautiful, yeah. And afterwards, as I held her in my crisp arms, she turned and looked at me with her well-done face and said,
"Thank you, darling. I'm no longer frigid.
Let's make love."
Kind of song right there.
Ford says this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, that's saying a lot. We've played some really dumb things. I mean, he got almost the complete works of Sir Art Paul Schlosser over there. I saw where he posted on my Facebook wall tonight. I don't have any. There we are, Paul, ready for tonight, but you never knew. One day could be the night. I don't know what to do tonight, man, because, like, I didn't do anything all week. I have no... Nothing happened. I can comment on current events.
Well,
I thought this was rather witty. Today or yesterday, our old pal Jimmy Carter he said that there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election, and I think the interference, although not yet quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump, didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, but he's put in the office because the Russians interfered on his behalf.
Yeah.
Well, then the guy asking him the question says, "So you believe that he's an illegitimate president?" And Carter pauses and says, "Based on what I just said, which I can't retract."
Way to go, peanut farmer.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Man, when you're 90 years old, you say whatever the fuck you want, man.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
You gotta love that.
And he agrees with me. If your vote doesn't count. Russians are interfering. Your vote doesn't mean diddly dick.
Well, my vote doesn't mean much in this state because they're going to vote for Bobo. Shit.
Oh, geez.
Apologize for that one little baby angel that just got its wings ripped out in horribly painful fashion. That was
I think Pennsylvania flipped.
PA could go either way at this point, but I think they're going to vote for the good guy, whoever that ends up to be.
And we're the knuckleheads that also voted him in, but I think this now we're flipped.
Yeah. For some reason, Ohio is, they're not budging. They're like, oh, yeah, this is the guy. This is the way we want to go.
It proved to be wrong.
For some reason, all of a sudden, they think we're Alabama. I don't know what it is. All right, and that was our Bobo in a nutshell. You can turn your speakers
Bobo
back up.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what we could do. We could dance, man. We gotta dance.
Ah. Friday dance party. Which I still like to call Decker's dance party. I keep it
Decker's. It is Decker's dance.
Yeah.
Decker's dance. Here we go, ladies and germs. This is, this comes to us from one of our loyal listeners, Professor R.J. Gumby. Hey.
Oh, okay.
I think so. This sounds like one of yours. I can never remember at this point. Shrimp and gumbo.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Fucking egg. Right.
That was it.
Well, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's a good thing because, I don't know. There's a reason there. It escapes my mind. Tune in Saturday to the Daddy G Show to find out the answer.
Daddy G.
Which I might pop in this Saturday night, depending on how good or bad Sven Gulli is. I don't know what's on Sven Gulli this week, but he's out. He's away from the Frankensteins. I'm a sucker for Frankenstein. If I'm on a Saturday night and they got a Frankenstein movie, I'm watching that Frankenstein movie. You know.
When he gets back to the Abbott and Costello show, is when he could skip it.
Well, yeah. That one's touch and go.
Yeah.
Took me years to finally find that one, though. That might have been the last of the Universal Frankenstein movies that I saw.
Yeah, I think it probably was.
But, a big fan of the Frankenstein franchise, Ted. Oh, yeah, Ted wanted to pant hello to, jeez. The what? The who?
It's the weird ones. You gotta go, the very strange ones. The low budget.
What?
1970s ones. Frankenstein's, where they get carried away.
Oh, yeah, well, you're talking, yeah. I'm talking about the Universal thing they have, like, there's like 7 or 8 movies that are the official. And Abbott Costello's actually one of them. And you're talking about other Frankenstein movies. Yeah.
That's
seen some weird,
Dracula.
Bad Frankenstein
there's
movies.
The,
Boris
Billy
Karloff
the
played
Dracula?
The...
That's a classic.
What's that?
Dracula meets Billy the Kid? Billy the Kid?
Yeah.
Ever see that one?
I just saw that not too long ago.
Oh, really?
I just watched that not too long ago, man. Classic.
Yeah, John Carradine.
I'm classically bad, put it that way.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that shit.
Terrible. Karloff played the professor, the Dr. Frankenstein in Frankenstein 1970. There's a futuristic title if I've ever heard one. That was a good one.
Christopher Lee makeup on his Frankenstein looked horrible, man. I don't know whether it's
I didn't think that.
The Universal or what.
Yeah, and that was copyright.
It's like they just
so.
Threw shit on his face. They just threw shit on his face and said, hey, now you're Frankenstein. They threw cheese
like
on his
old
face.
Bologna.
That's what they did. They threw cheese on
cheese
his
face.
Cheese
and bologna. Rubbed his mush in a bologna and cheese sandwich. Said, all right, Tony Moat, bitch. Look at me, I'm a monster! Look at me!
Ooh,
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich would be a good one, too. Like, open it up and just, like, rub your face in it, and you're Frankenstein.
Huh? That's chunky.
Sweet!
That's what I
right. You know, tonight, today and tonight is a very special day.
Happy birthday, everybody.
That's right. It's Mel Brooks's birthday.
Mel, happy birthday, Mel.
Quick round of applause. All right. Now the bad news. Spin the wheel.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Of all the hilarious moments Mel Brooks has brought to us, his adoring public. I love Mel Brooks, by the way. I have the complete 2,000-year-old man collection.
Ah, that's good
complete,
stuff.
Complete, sir. The last one is on a CD. There you go. And I think before they pass on to the Comedy Club in the Sky, him and Reiner need to get together and do one more fucking one, because he's almost 2,000, you know.
Yeah.
He's almost of age.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How the fuck did he make it to 93, man? The way he carries on, he's hyperactive, he's up and around. How the fuck did he make it to 93? Yeah?
Laughing.
There you go.
Fountain of youth. If you laugh once a day, you'll be regular. And that's the key to life, being regular.
That's what his wife said about him. She's young.
3 minutes, you'll never get back.
We'll be right back.
from my mighty voice. My name is Adolf, I'm on the mic. I'm gonna hip you to the story of the new Third Reich. It all began down in Munich town, and pretty soon the world started getting around. So I said to Martin Bormann, I said, hey Marty, why don't we throw a little Nazi party? So we had an election, well, kinda sorta. Before you knew, hello, new order. To all those mothers in the fatherland, I said, Achtung, baby, I got me a plan. Man, what you got, Adolf? What you gonna do? I said, how about this one? World War II.
You'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Played that back in 19 dickety something.
Yeah,
many years ago.
Still, my favorite is Sweet Georgia Brown and Polish. He and his wife singing that, man. That's what I was great. From the movie to the beer, not to be.
Yeah. That was the video from the movie, To Be or Not to Be.
At
a time when just about everybody was trying their hand at disco rap music and failing miserably. And I include you, Mr. Brooks. All right, here's the funniest story.
And Rodney.
Funniest story that happened in the last couple of weeks. This was a week ago. This guy in Pakistani politician, right?
Uh-huh.
He was live, Facebook live chat, okay?
Yeah.
And he wanted to brief voters on some horseshit. Well, unbeknownst to him, a staff member added a cat filter to the camera, which made this guy look like a kitty cat. Had little kitty cat ears, little kitty cat whiskers, little kitty cat nose, and they took it off right away. But it wasn't until they got universally mocked and made fun of, which they rightly should. But lay down, Dad. You've had enough treats to float a flotilla. You didn't bark when you were supposed to, so it's too late. Go. Lay down.
This is cute.
Doing the news now, man. It's the news. This is fucking... We're not playing around. The fucking news, man. All right. That's funny. That's funny.
That is funny.
This is for GTO. He's not here, man. But there was a... In Arkansas, on Highway, two semis crashed, and the one spilled Fireball whiskey all over the highway.
Oh.
And, but seeing as it was Fireball whiskey, it wasn't considered alcohol abuse, and no one was charged. So,
I love it.
That stuff's crap.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I'll just say that because GT ain't here. But here's... Got a cute kid story.
Alright.
This relates to you in a way. This guy's in South Korea, right?
Uh-huh.
He's a Chinese fella, right? He's got his Chinese passport and he's in South Korea. And his son, kind of bored and got a pen out and started drawing on his passport. And drew beard on him and a guy walking across there with flowers or something and a kitty cat and whatnot.
I've seen that. That's great.
Yeah.
Maybe some candy.
Yeah, the guy. What's that?
Huh?
How's that?
He was detained. He was held there.
Yeah. He's stuck in South Korea because of this because of unrecognizable documentation. And he likely won't be able to travel home with his son and the rest of the The kid's fine. The kid gets to go back home. Dad, he's stuck. Oh shit, man, that's hilarious.
I might start drawing on mine then. Stay there for.
Yeah,
you might.
You'll be able.
So.
Yeah, no kratom for you for the rest of your.
You get it. The black market kratom.
Black market
cream.
Yeah. Here's a feel-good story of the century. This is an old story. I think we did this story. Jesus, God. Yeah, we did this, man. The family that cleaned the house and found a pet tortoise had been missing since 1982. Story's from 2013. Here's... This just in, Ted's being a dick. Can you hear him? He's barking at
me. That's good.
Well, this is weird, because, I've been looking up fake news. I look, I used to look up fake news before every show. Where are you, Ted? Shush.
You're done. Be quiet. And it's like there used to be all kind of weird news before. The, you know, I'd look, oh, this is okay. And, you know, I'd have a poop story and whatnot.
Yeah.
But recently, there's just been a it's drying up the weird news. I don't know why. I looked up weird things in Florida. Because, you know, these are Ohio or Florida, right?
Yeah.
So I found a list. A list of some of the funniest things that ever happened in Florida. Okay, yeah, Florida.
Sure,
what's that? All right. This guy, a guy, this is the weird things that happened in Florida in 2018. And I'll just mention the ones we may have missed. A man tried to purchase a hot dog with cannabis. It was in December. He went to Circle K, which is a convenience store,
yeah.
And he tried to trade a napkin of reefer for a hot dog.
It had munchies.
They called the authorities.
Now, why would he do that?
He got charged. Well, he got charged with selling and distributing marijuana. Jeez. He's trying the chain gang now, man. Profit prison. All right. In other news,
he wanted a hot dog. So that's like kerosene. All right.
That don't fly in Ohio, in Florida, man. They're not buying that.
No, they throw you to the fucking gators for shit like that. You gotta be good boys.
Don't be doing that. All right, this one. The next one. An intoxicated man started a fire while making cookies. In the nude on a George Foreman grill. At the fire start, the man confessed to drinking two liters of vodka.
Yeah. That's one of the Florida ones.
That'll do it. He decided to bake some cookies. Instead of using the oven, he opted for the George Foreman grill. Left the grill on, it caught fire. And in an effort to smother the flames, he placed dry towels on the George Foreman. The towels caught fire, and the flames started to spread. I don't know. Why do they do that in those TV shows? Because my son saved his mom's life. They had that fire, you know?
Yeah.
And, I think I know why they do it. They always are trying to extinguish the flames by throwing a blanket on it.
Yeah.
You ever seen that on TV shows? And all that does is fan the flames, make the fire bigger. But I saw a Western where the guy...
I put out my toaster one time. I put a couple slices in the toaster. I had, like, Denny Moore soup. And I got, two slices, went out in the living room, right? You know, I put another slice in because I figured it's juicy. I could use three slices of bread. I'm in the living room eating, and I see this red reflection shooting off the wall of my kitchen. I thought it was reflectors of a car or something. So I gradually just got up to look at it. The toaster was on fire, and it was right underneath of my wooden cabinet, you know, because the flame was hitting it.
Oh, right.
So I unplugged it and put it in the middle of the kitchen. You know, I could hold the sides real quick, you know, and drop it in the middle of the kitchen. Then I ran upstairs for a towel, and I just put it out with a dry towel and went out. I wonder
dry
if the snapperheads unplugged it.
Well,
you got to unplug it first and get it to safety, then do it.
The thing is, for the towel to really work or the blanket to really work, it's got to be wet.
Yeah?
I've seen that in one of these Westerns. The guy wet the blanket and threw it on the fire, and that put out the fire. That smothered the fire. But a dry blanket ain't going to be as good.
I put it out with a dry one.
Yeah.
Well, it
probably burned itself out,
too. If you're going to get a wet blanket, unplug it. Unplug the fucking thing
first.
Yeah,
definitely unplug it first. You got that right. For sure. All right. Well, that guy, we don't even need to comment on this. A candidate for the House of Representatives in Florida believes aliens abducted her. fill in the blanks. God. A security officer was fired for, he was in a Florida hospital. He was uploading his farts to Instagram. He live streamed when he had to fart. He got fired. Oh, the reason he got fired wasn't because of the farts, it was because he was in uniform while farting. So, if you're going to fart,
there you go.
Fart on your own time, pal. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but Instagram itself, it's under one of the terms. I forget what number it is, but it says something about streaming farts. It's in there. It's in that terms that nobody reads.
Get out of here.
The terms
Get
of agreement. Yes. Yes. There's no streaming
Get
farts.
Here.
Yeah. You got to read that thing. You got to read that.
Oh, man. Well, we put the gang to sleep here with these hilarious stories. So, it's been weeks. It's been, like I said, these stories have been far and few between. So, I thought I'd look up some they call poop stories.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some poop stories out there. Man, practically everybody has a poop story, and most of them are ready to share it.
Share your poop stories.
All right. You're just stupid. It just they poop. People poop their pants. They have a stomach. I mean, it's wow.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't even go there. These aren't funny. Oh boy, I'm getting desperate for material over here. Yeah. I thought I saw one that was brief and
brief.
Disgusting, but apparently none of them. They all go into way too much detail about the pooping incident. So,
I'm proud of the poop stories, man.
Okay. It's just so stupid. Oh, come on. I don't want to. Some lady had diarrhea in a graveyard. I don't want to repeat that. I think we'll go right to the next part of the show. What do you say?
Okay. Poop stories are too disgusting, huh? Not funny.
Yeah! Leave
that man a Seeger!
All right, and there you have it.
There you have it, baby.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Now, the first thing you're going to say is to be or not to be. It's going to come up in a second.
You found it.
To be or not to be. Free or not to free, to crawl or not to crawl, fuck all those perfect people, to sleep or not to sleep. To creep or not to creep. And some can't remember what others recall. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. No, I'm not talking about you. Not to stand, to plan or not to plan, to stall or not to stall. Fuck all those perfect people. To drink or not to drink. To think or not to think. Some choose to dismember your rise and your fall. And fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. Well, I'm not talking about you. Not to sing, to swing or not to swing. Hell, he fills up the silence like a chalk on the wall. Fuck all those perfect people. To pray or not to pray. To sway or not to sway. Jesus died for something or nothing at all. Fuck all those perfect people. Sleepy eyes waltzing through. I'm not talking about.
Think I am an imbecile?
That was a good one, man.
Yeah, I dug that.
I got a little tear in my eye the first time I heard that. I was like, that's fucking brilliant, man.
Brilliant stuff.
Alright, I figured out what went wrong. What went wrong? It's probably these fucking bowling rocks I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Drink real beer on the show and I start the. Wum 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 wum. Okay, I missed the one big funny. Last night's political debate. Now it's funny because they had 20 different Democrats go two different nights, 10 against 10 each night, right?
Yeah.
And some of these candidates were ridiculous. You know, like shot, no shot, not less than no shot. You know. Negative shot to be president. These schmagoons. And then there was two guys that got left off.
they didn't qualify. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what is that? Berman Supreme? And some other guy? So anyways, there's this gal last night. She's the wild card last night. I don't know what she does. She's an attractive gal.
Yeah.
And she was spacey, man. She was like all spaced out, man.
Holy shit.
She said, we're not gonna beat Oppo with plans. The only way we could beat him is with love.
Oh, oh, you're kidding me.
The Twitter comments were like, Marianne Williamson, isn't it? Marianne Williamson is like if Shroom is like if shrooming were a person. Man, she was trippy, man. She didn't get to say much, fortunately, but.
You think she was playing it there? You think some of these yahoos are actually playing it there to try to make the others look, try to make something that they really want to get, want to stand out? You know, that's weird shit.
She's the only candidate proposing to beat Bobo with the Care Bear stare. This is what would happen if Liza Minnelli ran for president. Some of these are good. She's the hippie aunt that I never had. That was good stuff. And Marianne Williamson. Maggie C. She's got Maggie C's vote.
There you go.
That's cool.
Bobo with
hey,
love.
Man, as long as you vote, man, you're gonna beat Bobo with love. And this is the poop story that I couldn't find. So you can mark it off your checklist. Got a poop story.
All right.
This is awful. If there's children listening, have them leave the room. No, actually get them closer to the speakers. Okay. I just gotten home from eating buffalo chicken fingers at a restaurant. I was in my kitchen talking to my mom when I felt a gurgle in my stomach. I let out what I thought would be a fart, but actually started to crap my pants. I waddled up the stairs to take off my shit-filled underwear and clean myself. I got out of the shower and heard my mom scream. The dog had got into the bag with my shit-filled underwear and had dragged them around the house. It was a mess. He had brown stains on his mouth for days. Kimberly Z. I'd like to thank Kimberly Z for tonight's tale of poop.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
No kisses for Fluffy.
Move.
No stone kisses.
I bet you Ronald Reagan would want to buy a monkey or two.
Oh, yeah.
That monkey fetish. Or is it just chimps? Or did he do all primates?
Chimps is all I know.
Well, chimps are very strong, you know. It'd be, you gotta watch. I remember that one chimp bit the lady's face off there.
Okay.
I bet you it's probably bonobos.
We mostly came from the chimps. You know, we're evolution.
Well, I bet you Reagan's
mostly
kink.
From the chimps.
Ronnie's kink was probably them bonobos because they're like sexually charged beasts. They do, like, they're, like, kind of, like, you go see them in a zoo, and they're flashing their junk at you and stuff, laughing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Like, woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah. And jelly beans is an aphrodisiac to them, so Reagan was probably feeding them jelly beans, getting them all going.
That's what it was. So the jelly beans on his desk weren't for him. They were for the bonobos that they would ship in from the Congo to sate his monkey love.
Yeah, monkey love,
monkey
baby.
Monkey love.
There was some weird shit going on.
Well, we've gotten to the bottom of another mystery, history's mystery tonight, ladies and germs.
Just got to think things out.
And I know we did that Mel Brooks tune back in the Dickies, and I think we did this polka back in the Dickety twos. But that's
sure,
okay.
Yeah, great.
Because my memory's shot. How about yours?
Mine's gone.
All right.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Push a razor blade into your nose, whip your partner with a rubber hose, spit at the band, cause that's the way it goes. Do the punk polka, drink a little beer and drink a little scotch, turn around and kick your neighbor in the crotch. It's no fun if you just sit and watch. Do the punk polka.
Jump, 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 up and down his leg. Stab a safety pin into your bed. Excuse me while I leave the human race. Just do the fun, polka.
Nothing but death, nothing but death, nothing but death and destruction. Bad breath, armpits, terminal acne. Nothing but death for me.
Returns, you name it, one of these convenient backup drives the kids tell you about. Something happened one day, no access to backup drive. What's going on here? You know, it don't work. I plug it into the other computer, doesn't work. You plug it in, it goes boom, boom. You know, it makes the sound like you're plugging something in, but nothing shows up. So I call the place where I got it. I don't want to give them a plug since they couldn't solve my problem. And he says, yeah, it's a proprietary problem. We have to send it back to manufacturer, and it costs $1,500.
Oh.
Recover your info.
Well, pass the hat around, man. We got to get that possum stuff back. Pass the hat around.
Oh, man, all the blow-ups from, like, you know, I don't know, last couple years. Gone, man. I used to just, like, search for blow-ups and just play them all. You know, they were so, I'd laugh and I'd go, boy, this is, possum's still fun. anyways, so, but I'm gonna try my Hail Mary is I'm gonna take it over to Kenny.
Yeah.
Mum's the word. Maybe. Maybe Kenny can take care of this for me. You know, skip over the proprietary crap all over there.
Kenny's the man.
Hey, paying cash. I pay cash. No problemo.
Kenny's crazy. We'll get it done.
Crazy Kenny with a K. So anyway, that's not looking good. Sheesh. And I got to get a new computer, man. This thing's ready to die dead any day now. So.
I got him.
I'll be hemorrhaging money. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. All in the name of Possum. Well, not really all in the name of Possum, but a lot of it for Possum. anyhow. Kind of sucks. $1,500, man. So, okay. So if you leave this show with any knowledge or advice or newfound wisdom, it is this: mm-hmm. When you buy an external hard drive, a backup drive, pay the $15 for the fucking warranty. Honest to God, if I'd have given them $15 extra, they'd have sent it to them, I'd have got it for nothing. No $1,500. So, if you ever buy one of those things, buy the warranty. I never buy the warranty. It's a sucker bet. Not for these backup drives, though. Apparently.
It sounds like you shouldn't buy those backup drives anyway.
Well, and then the guy from the place that wouldn't do it, he says, well, there is one chance in five. Stick it in the freezer for a half hour and then try it. So I'm like, all right.
Uh-huh.
Stuck it in the freezer. And then just telling the bogey about it. He goes, yeah, that guy's probably back there laughing his ass off, thinking about you sticking your fucking backup drive in a fucking freezer. Hey, guys, I told a guy about putting it in the freezer. He's probably doing it right now.
I told him to hop around with one foot and cluck like a chicken while it's in the freezer.
He's praying to the beer battered shrimp. Praying the shrimp. Rolling Rock.
That's like the French knights telling King Arthur that they already have a Holy Grail. I like that part. I told him we already had one.
I hope I didn't put the damn thing in the freezer for nothing. That would be embarrassing. Ted's still barking, man. I think he needs water. We'll beam out of here and I'll give the dog. He's not dying. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll make it for another 2 minutes. Coming, Ted!
Coffee.
Rolling Rock.
I got my Kratom coffee going.
Kratom coffee, man.
Vietnam Kratom. I'm in the Vietnam Kratom now, baby.
Up and running.
Ooh,
hey, man. Talk about habit forming.
There you have it.
All right, man. The Vietnamese shit. You can't put that down. Well, that's coming, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
We call it Friday Night Possum. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize.
Love and have a titty back.
to have a teddy bear like Peter. One of them 4X, 5X, 6X. That's a teddy bear. That's the one that knows what he's doing, man.
I'm your what? Cheesecake?
Teddy bear. Teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Oh,
okay. I'm your teddy bear. That was that's one of yours, man. Big Ike.
Okay, Big Ike.
Big Ike. I'm your teddy bear. I don't know how long it's been with you.
I don't remember some of
this stuff. I know, because it's some of this shit, you know, like, it kind of played by ear.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't get played for a while, and
sometimes
bumped. I forget what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get bumped, and you never know when it's going to be back. But Big Ike, ladies and gentlemen.
Big Ike.
Big Ike.
You
know him, you love him. You can't live without him. All right, where's our? It's Tommy, man. So you got to work tomorrow. You're going to be doing the big share.
Big share, baby. The big share.
Really big share.
Big share.
.org. The .org show. Son of a gun, man. Well, anyway, happy birthday for the next half hour to your pal and mine, Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. He started to lose me towards the end of his career there. I've heard a few people that don't like Spaceballs.
I'm not a big Spaceballs fan. What's funny is there's a generation of people that think Spaceballs is the Mel Brooks movie.
Yeah. Know any better.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Spaceballs, they'll say. Oh,
yeah.
You really haven't seen Mel Brooks.
I'm
glad he had History that payday and all, but...
History of the World, I love the musical number of the Spanish Inquisition. Other than that, I didn't
Inquisition.
Care for the movie. Yeah.
That,
the
it was weak
fusion space,
in
the
spots.
Yeah.
I like the
regular spots.
I like Sid Caesar.
Yeah.
In the beginning, the caveman.
Yeah, the
good.
Caveman.
Yeah, a couple of the skits were good, but overall, eh. And the same with
Robin
one with the piss boy, whatever that was. Robin was bad, no good at all. And I didn't think the Dracula was that good.
No,
and then the one where he's the guy who loses all his money.
Yeah.
Life sucks.
Now, that one wasn't that bad.
Life stinks.
To the other one. Life stinks, yeah.
I don't know.
That, at least I had like,
you can't
a
beat his...
solid storyline, you know? It had a storyline all
yeah.
So it wasn't...
You're not going to beat producers or...
No, that stuff is...
Sleeping Saddles about. Or Young Frankenstein, you know. That ain't happening, man. That sucks.
So, yeah,
I mean, you know, how many
people... Those movies were so great, though, that you overlook all those bad ones. Yeah, you still say Mel's a brilliant man.
Oh, absolutely. Man, make any of your fucking movies into musical comedies. Go for it, man. I don't care.
Yep.
Producers was fun. I enjoyed that. He changed it, you know, updated it. I haven't seen or heard the soundtrack to the Young Frankenstein.
That guy posted a great picture of Mel and Marty Feldman pointing at an abnormal brain.
Abnormal. And that was, for me, as a big Frankenstein fan and a big Mel Brooks fan.
Yeah, that ties it together.
You can't beat that with a stick. And we owe it all to Gene Wilder, because it was his
Gene
idea.
Gene Wilder, baby. Yep.
And he had the kernel of the idea.
Yeah.
Thank God. Well, it was a Friday possum. I think I was off, man. I had too many coffees. Sometimes you can do one too many. Your brain's going ahead of your tongue, and then you drink the rolling rocks.
No such thing.
Well, that being the case, should be back Monday.
All
right. I'm idle this week. I have nothing. I have no jobs this weekend, man. I hate to admit it.
No?
Well, if the IRS is listening, I have no jobs this weekend. Honest to Shemp. I swear to Shemp. I swear to Curly. So I'm sure we'll have a raucous Monday possum
hour.
Oh, result.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
And it'll make up for tonight's debacle.
That wasn't bad. The Sweet Alice said the second half was dynamite. I don't know what the hell we did.
There you go, dynamite.
Half,
maybe she just wanted to blow it up, the thing. I don't know. You never know.
Maybe it was a suggestion, not praise.
Yeah. Doom. Alrighty. Well, thank you for coming, sir. Many blessings upon the House of Gumby.
There you go.
Mecca Lecca High. Mecca Heine.
Mecca Heine.
Oh. All
right.
And that is a wrap. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!